970-823-9202.
Welcome again to the Faith Pest Control Podcast. Hi, I'm Mike Stewart, your host, and we're here today with pest expert Fred Talley of Faith Pest Control. Faith Pest Control services all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Ellijay, Georgia, and pretty much anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains. If you have a pest problem, Fred Talley is the man to take care of those problems. And now, here's Fred Talley.
So, what does it mean if I see winged termites? Just for full disclosure, the material I'm about to discuss was gathered from publication 1241 of the University of Georgia Cooperative Extension Service. So the most common signs of termite activity that property owners are more than likely to encounter are, number one, the sudden appearance of winged termites emerging from a structure. Number two, maybe termite-infested wood or wood products like a board or something laying on the ground or a limb that's laying on the ground. Or the presence of termite shelter tubes, on or within the building, your home, especially if they're in or on wood. All of that being said, we're going to focus our discussion today on the sudden emergence of the winged termites. So frequently, the first sign of a termite infestation is going to be the sudden appearance of winged termites, or simply wings and ant-like bodies inside the home. This is a phenomenon most commonly referred to as swarming. The winged termites are a combination of both male and female adults produced by mature, now focus on the word mature here, mature termite colonies in an attempt to establish a new colony. Now, I emphasize the word mature to let you know that an immature or a young colony does not typically cast a swarm. It's typically it has to be a colony that has substantial resources that they can take some of those resources and redistribute them, if you will, to produce the reproductive cast of the society. During a swarming event, hundreds, if not thousands, of winged termites will emerge within a very short period of time. And that time duration can normally be measured in just in minutes. If you find evidence of swarming termites in or around your home, that tells you that there is a mature colony relatively close to your home. Now, side conversation, if you will, about termite biology. Eastern subterranean termites, which is predominantly what we deal with here in North Georgia, are considered eusocial insects. Now, eusocial insects at the colony level are insects that show an advanced level of social organization in which a single reproductive female produces the offspring and non-reproductive individuals cooperate in caring for the young. So there's the queen, which is the reproductive in that society, and then they have workers, which identify the food source for the colony, harvest it and retrieve it, bring it back to the colony, and there are, of course, the queen lays eggs, which are non-fertile, and there is a cast in the society that takes care of the young, and as well as we commonly refer to them as soldiers, but I guess it's a defense mechanism for the society, but the soldier termites. So the worker cast of the subterranean termite colony are the ones that do the damage to your home, because as I just said, their job is to locate, harvest, and retrieve the food for the colony. The reproductive swarmers, the swarm that you find inside or around your home, do not have the ability to do any damage to your home. They're simply trying to mate and create another new termite colony that can damage your home or can produce the casts that can damage your home. The winged termites that swarm are a cast of that colony-level organization that are capable of reproduction, but, if successful, will produce a new colony. They will not go back and rejoin the colony where they were produced. All of the newly emerged swarmers, if they're not successful in their efforts to mate and get to a suitable nesting place, will die. Fortunately, winged termites that emerge indoors are themselves not a threat to the structure because they're unlikely to find a suitable location to establish a new home inside, typically because it's dry. The environment's not correct. These winged termites, they don't bite you, they don't sting you, and they can actually be easily removed by just simply vacuuming them. But their lifespan is typically measured in hours, not much more than a day, if that, normally. A termite swarm inside your home or from a part of a structure represents is telling you that there in the immediate proximity there is a mature termite colony. It can be inside a wall void in your home, which is not, in my experience, not typical. They can also have one in an attic, but what you have to have for that to occur, especially for the eastern subterranean, is an artificial moisture source. I say artificial. You can have a leaking roof, and that can give them enough moisture, if a queen decides to build there, to sustain the colony. Other than that, what you're typically going to find is you have a mature colony either under your house, and it can be under a basement slab, but maybe inside the crawl space or next to the foundation wall somewhere. A swarm that is seen outside of the home, but in the yard, say, it can be from firewood, stumps, mulch. Railroad ties are notorious for termite activity. Railroad ties are coated typically with creosote, but they're not pressure treated, so the creosote doesn't penetrate to the middle. It's very common to find subterranean termites in cross ties. Swarms that occur outdoors are simply telling you that termites are living near the site of the flight. Not necessarily that your home is infested or even likely to be infested, that they may never even approach the home. But at the very least, I think it's prudent as a homeowner to have your home at a minimum visually inspected by a professional for termites if any type of swarm has occurred inside or out in the immediate proximity outside your home. When swarming, the winged termites disperse by flying, but because they're poor flyers, they only travel short distances. Termites will begin their mating ritual after losing their wings, which actually occurs soon after they land on the ground or any other surface. To begin the mating process, the new wingless female will emit a pheromone that attracts the male termites. After pairing with suitable partners, the termites will, search out an area or location where they will mate and lay their eggs. The vast majority of the winged termites die within a day or so of swarming. Evidence that I've read suggests that a pair of swarmers that are successful in mating and establishing a new colony, that it can take 5 to 10 years to achieve a colony population in excess of 10,000 termites. Conditions that trigger swarming are a combination of successive days of warm temperatures interspersed with periods of rain. Now, here in the North Georgia Mountains, the typical scenario is an early spring, late February through early April, I would say. If you get a pretty decent rain shower in the morning, and then the temperature gets up to about 70 degrees Fahrenheit before noon and maintains 70 degrees for a few hours, you can almost count on, as a as a pest control operator, you can almost count on getting a call from someone that has seen termites swarming. Like I said a minute ago, we typically get our first calls the last of February, and they'll go on through March, and sometimes we'll get some the beginning of April. Now, the eastern subterraneans that we have here can and do swarm throughout the year, but early spring is the most active time that we encounter as a business. Now, a mature termite colony can swarm multiple times during swarming season, if you will, over a period of days or months. But the secondary swarms, as we refer to them, are not, they don't typically have the intensity of the initial swarm. You may not even realize that a secondary swarm has even occurred. It can be fairly common for termite colonies in the same area to swarm on the same day, which makes it difficult at best, unless you actually witness the swarm, to pinpoint the exact location of the exit hole where the swarmers emerged. Meaning you really don't know where the mature colony is. The winged reproductive termite here in North Georgia is typically black. Other parts of the country, and probably in South Georgia, they can be brown or caramel color, but up here they're typically black. They can be distinguished from winged ants by three specific things. The presence of straight antennae. Termites have straight antennae. Ants have elbowed antennae. It's a very easy thing for the non-entomologist, non-insect-oriented person to see. The lack of a waist. Termites have, I believe they refer to it as a cephalothorax. They have a combined abdomen and thorax. They have a head, then a combined abdomen and thorax. An ant has three distinct body parts, head, abdomen, and thorax. And each body part has a distinct waist, if you will. And the other way is the presence of two pair of equal length wings. Termites have two pairs of wings, four wings altogether, and they're all the same size. Ants have two pairs of wings, four wings altogether, but each pair is a different length. On planning their exit strategy, termites do not have the ability to determine if they're going to merge inside a structure or into the great outdoors. So it's not that common to actually witness a swarm. So what seems to be more common is for a homeowner to find shed wings and possibly some bodies, winged and wingless bodies, inside their home, either on a windowsill or on the floor in front of a window or a door that has a window in it. It's their natural instinct to go to the light. If you witness a swarm or discover the evidence of a swarm in or around your home, I think it's extremely prudent to call your pest control provider or professional and request a termite inspection. At Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation and a 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your bug problem, and at the end of 30 days you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and retreat your home for free, and we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment. Plus, we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. The bottom line is this. I want you to be happy with the service that we provide, or you won't pay us a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions that you may have.
Well, Fred, that's great information. Hey, if you're in the North Georgia Mountains, in Jasper, Blue Ridge, Ellijay, Georgia, or anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains, and you have problems with bugs, Just listen to this podcast over and over again and share it with your friends so you'll know what to do. And then, of course, if you're like me and you just don't want to deal with it, call Fred. Fred will take care of you and make sure you get the problem solved. We do this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Ellijay, Georgia, and anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains. You can get this podcast from our website, or you can get it from any of the fine podcast services like Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Even if you just ask your Alexa, hey, play the Faith Pass Control Podcast latest episode, it will start playing and you can listen right there on your speaker devices. So until next time, this is Mike Stewart for the Faith Pass Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.